what our company did was actually take a IT company like Infoblox, which is pretty much the reason why we're on the call, which is a DNS appliance company, and they sell DNS appliances to the federal government and to DISA and the DOD, and we help them actually assess their capability for IPv6, which is the next generation internet technology, and it requires quite a comprehensive look and incubation period. We're able to go through that in our own lab and facilities and assess it and make sure that it's ready to be tested and certified. So just recently, within the last few months or so, they were able to successfully test it actually at the facility in Fort Huachuca for the Joint Interoperability Test Command, and we're able to get certified for IPv6 capability.
So how does this work then? Give us an example.
Well, basically, the appliance itself is a DNS appliance. We put it into a simulated a DISN core node, which is what we have. And I'll elaborate on that a little bit. It's basically a series of routers, switches, IT equipment that the DoD currently uses within its infrastructure, and we put it in there, enabling IPv6, and ensure that the product itself can actually operate like it's supposed to, not just in the current internet technologies, but also in the advanced internet technologies using IPv6. Go ahead.
And I think a lot of people, we hear a lot about IPv6. People out there hear a lot about IPv6, and it's, mm-hmm. of course, been a major initiative, both from DOD's actually been out in front of this.
Yeah.
Explain to people how moving over to IPv6 helps agencies. How does this help DISA do its job better?
Well, actually, it helps most people do their jobs better. IPv6 was actually devised and formed and talked about and discussed in the Internet Engineering Task Force back in the early 90s to obviously try to help with the solution of address depletion. And that's where the problem with IPv version 4, which is a 32-bit addressing format that only, has a few billion addresses associated with the current global architecture has a need for so much more.
And these are all the numbers associated with your cell phone, with basically anything that's connected to the internet in any way. All of them have a number attached to them, and we're just running out of numbers.
Right, exactly. So, and in its most basic sense, is that everything, any mobile computing device, whether it's your BlackBerry or whether it's anything that's connected to the internet, actually has its own IP address.
And of course, we're just adding all sorts of things that are connected. And in fact, a lot of those, DOD is connecting all sorts of things. So this enables them to just connect a almost unlimited number of things. But also, there's a lot of other things, a lot of security enhancement, a lot of other enhancements that come with IPv6, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's a mandated security architecture within IPv6 called IPsec. Also uses it in IPv4. However, the header and the extension headers are much more streamlined and put together in IPv6. It also adds a capability for net centricity, which is based pretty much what the DoD is inevitably trying to get towards. And it's a protocol which is a lot more streamlined and built for machines to machine, to things to things, and the Internet of Things talking to each other. So
in the end, this helps DISA, and this overall project helps DISA do its job better because...
Well, basically, this is a core service in the in any infrastructure, which is DNS. This is a DNS appliance that's basically hands out when you type in www.google.com.
Right.
You're handed right now. You're given what's called a single lay record, which is basically a message that says go to this website, and it's an IPv4 website. Well, not many DNS servers out there or appliances are really optimized to handle both that single A record, which is an IPv4 address, and also a quad A record, which is 4A's quad A record that actually handles an IPv6 address.
And so this makes that, and that's been the problem. We have this entire infrastructure built on IPv4, not many things that can actually move, so you can move to an IPv6 infrastructure, but not a lot of your stuff is there to...
And it's not really optimized.
And you help them move to that new infrastructure.
Yeah. And that's pretty much one of the services that we provide at Command Information. We help a lot of these agencies, whether they be DOD or federal agencies, to commercial agencies, commercial companies, actually help them migrate from the current protocol to the new advanced internet IPv6 protocol. So